Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Let's do this.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What's going on in the world of the talentless douchebag known as Travis Scott?
Travis Scott just spoke out for the first time since the Astroworld tragedy in a recent interview, claiming that he didn't know fans were injured until after his performance. Let's get into it.
Oh, so now the media is doing this. So Charlamagne Tha God, who I have a lot of respect for, I'm a big fan of, but a lot of times in these interviews, anytime he interviews a rapper, if he doesn't get along with the rapper, he's going to really do like a Howard type interview where he grills into the rapper. But if he likes the person, a lot of times he's, you know, lenient towards the guest. In this interview, I haven't even watched it with Travis Scott. I don't need to. He let Travis Scott do what Alec Baldwin did on that ABC interview where, you know, Travis Scott's a piece of garbage and basically watched his fans die. And in the case of Alec Baldwin, you know, he's an idiot who shot that gun but pretended that the gun didn't go off. They're surrounding themselves with the media that leans liberal that will protect them. It's such phony baloney BS. I mean, the problem is these media sites like Clever News and then Entertainment Tonight, they all run with it. Travis had no idea what was going on. The guy is at his own music fest. He was up there looking demonic. If he truly had no idea what was going on in the crowd, if Travis Scott truly had no idea of what was going on in the crowd, he's an awful performer because he has no awareness of what's going on. But then again, that actually could be plausible because there was these people that came out that were talking about how bad he used to work for. And one of them was like his old IT manager that said they used to make up the numbers on SoundCloud and hack into SoundCloud to make his music when he was first coming up to make it look bigger. His whole life is a lie and he just got lucky. I mean, you got to have sex with Kylie. I mean, I don't know.
Let's get into it.
All right.
For the first time in the weeks following the fatal crowd surge at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival, Travis Scott gave his first interview to radio host Charlamagne Tha God. Travis has been keeping a pretty low profile since his set on Friday, November 5th.
Yeah, you really haven't heard much from Travis Scott. He's been kind of like, you know, laying low. It's almost like people died because he didn't like, you know, try to stop a concert.
Turned deadly after fans in the crowd of about 50,000 began to rush the stage at NRG Park in Houston.
That's very ironic. NRG.
Sadly, the crowd surge claimed 10 lives and left hundreds of attendees injured. Travis found himself
Let me talk for a second. Even though I should have just pressed pause and not talked to the clip passive aggressively. Travis Scott, this whole thing. Oh, yeah. Hundreds of people were injured. 10 lives were taken. Also, everyone was left traumatized. So whatever the ultimate count is, let's say 90,000 people attended, 100,000 people attended, You can also add in 100,000 people's lives are forever changed.
Of attendees injured.
Yeah.
Travis found himself at the center of massive public outcry after he failed to stop his performance and is now facing multiple lawsuits for his participation in the events.
Yeah, sounds about right. If any average Joe did this, you know.
Travis initially uploaded a black and white apology video on November 6th, expressing his grief about this.
He didn't show any grief for those who are lost. Shut up.
Situation. And let's just say many viewers weren't so happy with what he had to say.
Oh, but now 5 weeks later, he's changed because he's hanging out with somebody who's going to give him a lenient interview like Charlamagne Tha God. Again, I'm a fan of The Breakfast Club. I follow their Snapchat account. I listen to the show. But you gotta admit, they pick and choose who they want to rip into.
Many went on to question Travis's sincerity, with some families of Astroworld victims even refusing to let Travis cover funeral expenses for their loved one.
Yeah, I don't want that dirty money.
Since then, it has been nothing but radio silence from the rapper.
No! No! You're saying we haven't had to hear about Travis Scott for 5 weeks? No! No, don't crucify us like that! Don't make us punish.
Don't you have enough to hand it out? Happy pills is all we know.
God, he's horrible.
But on December 9th, Charlamagne uploaded an hour-long interview with Travis.
I wonder how much Charlamagne was paid by Travis to look good.
Who dropped some major revelations about Travis's perspective on what happened at Astroworld last month.
Funny how it took a month to do this interview. If you were so shaken up about it, so bothered and so upset, I think you'd want to do it sooner, but it took you 5 weeks to come up with something because you're a sociopath.
Almost immediately, Charlamagne asked Travis one of the biggest questions people had for him.
Why you had so much fire up there on your platform? Oh, we're demonic and edgy. We got fire on the stage. Yeah.
When did he find out about fans' injuries?
You know, even after the show, you know, you're just kind of hearing things.
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of banging some side chicks while Kylie was watching. You just kind of hear things. Yeah, you didn't see the people that were trying to climb on your platform to say that they wanted you to stop the show? You didn't see the fire ambulances? The ambulances? That was bad grammar. Fire ambulances. The ambulances. You didn't see the people fainting? Shut the fuck up.
But you don't know. I didn't know the exact details until, you know, minutes before the press conference.
This should be called Lawyered Up with Charlamagne Tha God.
Mm-hmm. Travis looked distraught as he went on to reveal to
No, he didn't. He looked like he always does, high and out of his mind.
Charlamagne that he had no idea that people had died, saying, the thing is, people pass out. Things happen at concerts.
But it was different, dude. It was different. It was chaos. It was an anarchy. It was everything you wanted. It's everything you've always wanted. In every trailer to every concert, every festival surrounding Travis Scott, on all his promo pictures, it's him doing a riot. He's incited riots. It was you inciting a riot. But now that the riot went bad, you're acting like you're a victim? Shut up, you hack.
But something like that, it's just like...
It's just like what?
Trailing off. You see, Travis's concerts are known to have high-energy crowds.
No, a high-energy crowd is going to an EDM show where everyone's on ecstasy and you're just there like, hey, I'm hanging out. That is a demonic crowd. That is an evil crowd. Nobody was helping each other. Because you hear from all these mosh pitters that go to, like, I don't know, a Slipknot concert, that there's like an energy where, like, if things get too crazy, you go, hey, bro, Derek, back up, man, back up. Let Travis get up for a second and get his Magnum condom that he doesn't need to fill out of his pocket.
It's with many attendees raging, but that can be especially dangerous in small packed spaces.
Oh, you don't say.
Based on his previous experience as a performer, Travis might not have been able to differentiate between someone who passed out due to hydration or...
Oh, this is so lawyered up. For 5 weeks, his lawyers come up with every excuse. Here's the thing. This is all he had to do. All he had to do was say, hey, we're going to take a 5-minute intermission, blah, 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 something, anything.
For someone who suffered a more serious injury. In TikTok videos flooding the internet, Travis can be seen performing as fans were passing out and in critical condition.
There's a difference between fainting like one or two people. Like, I'm sure people faint at a Jimmy Buffett show, but you don't see people raging. Also, I don't want to be at a Jimmy Buffett show. I'm not a douchebag boomer who lives in the past.
When asked if he could hear the screams, he revealed, "Nah, man, it's so crazy because I'm that artist too."
Oh, you are an artist? Where's your talent?
Like, anytime you can hear something like that, you want to stop the show. You want to make sure the fans get the proper attention they need.
When have you ever done that? Every show you go to incites a riot. You're just saying bullshit. You're just saying lies. He's hip hop's Alec Baldwin.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Ah, this following rant about that douchebag known as Travis Scott was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. At TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can get their product in Florida. But don't worry. Do not have a panic attack. If you don't live in Florida, you can go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. You can order online. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us on Instagram, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
$9,000 prostitute, please.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Requesting that multiple Astroworld tragedy lawsuits be dismissed.
Damn it. I'm never perfect. A day in my life, I was trying to do a perfect transition. A take, a two, as we find out that Travis Scott wants to have the lawsuits dismissed.
Travis Scott is requesting that multiple Astroworld tragedy lawsuits be dismissed.
Yeah, just sweep them under the rug. Also, I get this tactic. You're not going to be like, please, I want to pay 50 fucking million.
Attorneys for the Sicko Mode artist filed responses to 11 lawsuits filed against him and his record label, Cactus Jack Records, in the wake of the incident, which left 10 dead. NBC News obtained 6 of the 11 responses,
yeah,
which each requested that the claims against Scott and his label, quote, be dismissed with prejudice.
Ooh, this is getting in dangerous territory, but I don't think this is just going to be a clear paycheck. Because he's not worth that much money. You know what I mean? Like, he's worth a good amount of money, but he's not like a Kanye or Jay-Z. Maybe because he doesn't have the talent, so he'll never reach that much of a net worth unless he clings on to the Kardashians for clout. Yeah, but he's not worth that much money. Like, him losing money affects him more than Jay-Z losing money, if that makes sense.
Meaning they be dismissed permanently.
Mm.
Scott's response also included a general denial for all the allegations made by the plaintiffs in their respective lawsuits.
I mean, also, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, he's not going to ever say that he is innocent or guilty, but what is he supposed to say? Is he supposed to say, yeah, kind of messed up, here's my millions, take all the money you want from me? Of course you're going to deny it. So, like, as much as I think he's a hack and as much of respect I've lost for him and as much as I don't dig him at all, like, at all, I get the tactic. Do I approve of it morally? No. But as we learned, morals aren't even in the same universe as this guy.
Reps for the rapper reiterated to NBC News that, quote, Travis is not legally liable, unquote, for the tragedy. 10 concertgoers have died, and many more were injured.
And everybody was traumatized. Everyone leaves that out.
Following a crowd surge that took place while Scott was performing at NRG Park in Houston on November 5th.
There was a lot of energy that day.
One day after the tragedy, the hip-hop musician tweeted in part, I'm absolutely devastated by what took place last night. My prayers go out to the families and all those impacted by what happened at Astroworld Festival.
Nice to see you didn't say sorry or sorrow. I'm so devastated by it.
Festival. Scott later announced that he would cover funeral costs for those who died.
Oh, nice. You had your agent call the funeral home and go, how much is this going to be? Whoa. What a big man you are, Travis Scott. Yay, somebody had won my daughter to date. You're a good man. You're a jolly old fella.
Shut up.
Enough of you.
But several of the families of the victims have rejected his offer.
Duh. I don't want his dirty money, his scumbag money.
News. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed against the rapper seeking damages for the deaths and injuries.
All right, so that's everything we heard in the previous video, but yeah. He wants to have the cases dismissed. And then, like, am I outraged about Travis Scott? Yes. Do I not like Travis Scott? Yes. Do I think he's a dirtbag? Do I think he's a hack? Do I think he's demonic and untalented and a creep and a sociopath? Yes. But I get the tactic. Because all these people online were like, how dare he want to have the case dismissed? If I were him, I would want the case to be dismissed as well. I don't know who's more smarmy in this clip, Blake Shelton or Ellen DeGeneres. They're both assholes.
All I had to do was drink and kiss Gwen Stefani. I mean, my God.
It's Gwen Stefani's world, and Blake Shelton is just living in it.
That sounds fun. I'm not saying that you always need to be an alpha male. Like, I find it to be nauseating when all those guys like Jordan Peterson are like, yeah, don't lose your maleness. He doesn't really sound like that. He's more like, you gotta be an alpha male. Or when I began dating my girlfriend, I was watching those videos, don't jerk off, hold back all your emotions, blah, 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 blah. But there is something to being an alpha male a little bit, but not too much of a toxic alpha male, and then just being a beta bitch. And Blake Shelton is a bitch. He is whipped. I love my minimum wage love, or whatever that song was. You're a bitch. You're not someone I want to hang out with. And I think you would say the same. I don't think you'd really call me up.
When the country singer stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres show on Monday.
Oh, wow. That would be a cool visit 10 years ago.
He recalled how he was more than happy to let his wife take the reins on wedding planning.
When I get married, I'm doing that too. Babe! I know you're going to be listening to this, and her friends will be listening, so you can relay the info too. I'll help out, but it's your day. Your day. The honeymoon's my spot.
Letting her design their big day.
Like, I'm not saying I don't want to be at the wedding. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm trying to sabotage an argument. I'm just saying, like, whatever you want at the wedding, I'm good.
Take the reins on wedding planning, letting her design their big day exactly how she wanted.
Yeah.
And while some may have poked fun at him for taking the back seat on planning, He joked he isn't arguing with them.
You're so funny.
Shut up.
At one point I was saying, yeah, you know, in an interview, like,
I was banging my side chick. I'm like, oh shit, I'm married to Gwen. I gotta go home soon.
I'm letting Gwen, you know, Gwen just do whatever she wants for the wedding. And then some writer wrote, well, oh, look, you know.
God, I'm part Chicago because I'm from Chicago, but I also have deep roots in North Carolina. And I just said it kind of like I'm from it, trying to prove the point. And oh, my God, like, they all talk like that. It is like the Southern charm. And you can be the biggest douchebag ever. I can't do a voices. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not that good looking. He's not that likable, but that Southern accent, you could be the biggest asshole ever. You could be the biggest scumbag ever, whatever gender you identify as. But if you have a Southern draw or a Southern accent, people will deal with it longer because they think you're a better person because of that accent. It's bizarre. But Chicago people, yeah.
Shut up!
He's already a lazy, deadbeat husband. Yeah. But the truth is,
yeah,
I am.
That's good. Just put the energy out there that you're a deadbeat. It seems like you're projecting a little bit.
The deadbeat husband. Yeah. But the truth is, I am.
Wait. Go back real quick. I don't really think you're a deadbeat, are you?
He's already a lazy, deadbeat husband. Yeah. But the truth is, I am.
News. Breaking news. Blake Shelton's a deadbeat. He doesn't look like he'd be a deadbeat father at all. He looks like a man of integrity. He looks like a man I'd want to hang out with. A jolly old fella that would not get drunk at the bar and make everything about him because he's an asshole. If he wasn't famous, my minimum wage love. Shut up.
Blake went on to gush over how their big day went down.
It was all.
Well, I showed up because I'm a deadbeat. I'm trying to relate to my audience of fathers that are deadbeat. So here, what I did was I showed up, I kissed her. We had intercourse later. I was kind of gassy from the chicken.
It was all her idea, her vision. And all I had to do was drink and kiss Gwen Stefani. I mean, my God.
Oh, he does sound like a deadbeat. And trust me, that sentence, "Oh, I got to kiss Gwen," was kind of cooler in 2007.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Shut up!
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. I'm not lying to you. I'm being very, very genuine right now. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, and as we get the hot sauce, but go to FitSageFitness.com, and you can sign up for an appointment if you live within Tampa Bay. But if you don't live here, you can do virtual workouts. For all the info on the first two sponsors, TampaBayHotSauce.com, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So the first two celebrities I talked about, Blake Shelton and Travis Scott, don't have real personalities. They're not very genuine. They're not somebody you can relate to. But this next clip I'm about to play makes those two look like somebody you can relate to.
America is the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton chokes up as she finally reads the victory speech she never got to give.
Oh, no. No, we didn't have to deal with your mood swings.
Shut up.
Oh, and you're a delight to look at. And you're such a nice person that doesn't cover up pedophilia, allegedly.
Shut up.
Also, you're the first woman I've ever seen who actually, when you cry, tears don't come on. Actually, you can see that in every club in Ybor City at 3 a.m. as you see a breakup happen in front of you. I'm done with you, babe. Okay, I'm going to go sleep with another guy.
America, the former First Lady would have paid tribute to her late mother had she won.
Oh, man. You're the first person. Yeah, that was like a mix of two words, president and person. I kind of like it, president. You're the first president that didn't get elected, that didn't get to say their speech. You're the first person to ever miss their mother. Wow. A round of applause, Hillary. You're an inspiration to all of us. Now, did your husband go to pedophile island?
Dream of going up to her.
Yeah.
And sitting down next to her.
Where are the tears, man? It's creepy. You're like doing all the acting of crying, but there ain't no tears. No water's coming down. Seems like every part of your body's all dried up. There's no liquid on the lips. Like, everything is dry, like the Sahara Desert.
Taking her in my arms.
Yeah.
and saying, look at me.
Look at me. I covered up pedophilia. I'm a bitch.
Shut up.
Oh, no, she's not a bitch. She's a really nice person. Treats everyone else around her very nicely. Just like Kamala Kamala Kamula. However you say that name. I love when you say the name Kamala wrong, Kamala, whatever. And people are like, how dare you say a name that has four different sounds? How dare you say it wrong? It's not like you're saying boob or bob. That would work.
Listen to me. And as hard as it might be to imagine.
Yeah.
Your daughter will grow up and become the president of the...
I can't take this, man. Let's do more then.
United States.
Instead,
she's like, thank God my daughter wasn't president. She was the biggest brat in the house. I want all the brownies. And I want to marry a husband who goes to islands with 16-year-olds.
Clinton had to deliver this concession speech.
Oh, no, no. It was almost like when you were invited to go on Howard's show on Sirius XM and you said no. But then when you went on in 2019... after you lost, it was a little too late. You thought you had it in the bag and that crazy guy Trump wouldn't come in and just swoop up the nation. You thought you had everything unlocked, didn't you? You thought you had everything done perfectly. You thought you had everything in the bag and you didn't. It's like somebody who prematurely thinks they won their fantasy football game of the week. Only we were lucky to not have you as president. I mean, Trump wasn't good either, but my God, would you not have been good? Mood swings!
The day after she lost to Donald Trump in 2016.
Ah, Barron looks so young and not creeped out yet, and Melania's not all out of love yet.
This is not the outcome we wanted.
Oh, no. But it's the outcome we deserve.
We worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election.
I'm sorry I didn't get more of you to vote for me. Okay. A5649, Hoppy. Speaking of pedophile island and the fact that pedophiles should be crucified to the fullest.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
I don't know why I'm talking about a dark subject like that with such emphasis, but I am because I want to see Josh Duggar given the death penalty.
The verdict is in. Josh Duggar has been found guilty. On Thursday.
I'm actually really surprised. He could have taken that plea deal, but no. Just like Rod Blagojevich, I'm not comparing a creepy former governor of Illinois to a pedophile, but it's always when those sociopaths that get in trouble with the law, they think they're above the law. They think they're bigger than the law. They think they're larger than the law, and they don't take the plea deal, and then they go to the court, and they get found guilty. A little slap in the face. A little bit of that bitch named Karma. No, not Hillary Clinton. Karma.
Thursday, a federal jury ruled to convict the former reality star on two counts of receiving and possessing child pornography, Access Hollywood confirms.
This is a very big side note. I have NBA TV on right now, and they're showing a new DraftKings.com commercial with Paul Pierce, and he's wearing his jersey, and oh, man, did he get chubby. Josh Duggar should take some lessons about how to get chubby from him when he's going to be in jail.
The father of seven faces up to 20 years in prison and a potential $250,000 fine.
The fine's nothing, but isn't it sad that there's so many rich and elite people that want to have kids, like Pat McAfee and his wife, and some radio people I know, and they bang as much as they want, and they can't have kids. But this satanic, even though Satan's fake, this garbage human being, this demonic creep, even though demons are fake, he can just have kids all he wants? I don't get this planet.
On each count, his sentencing date has yet to be determined.
Oh, yeah.
Duggar's trial began last week in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Why does it feel like the rich and elite get like a trial that's postponed as long as possible? Why do I feel like if he was some Joe Schmo from Nashville that had this, or one of those guys at that pedophile park on 54th Avenue in St. Pete that documentary was based off of, why do I feel like they would immediately get crucified? Why do I feel like they would immediately get a sentencing? But why do I feel like Josh Duggar's LE is getting kind of a slap on the wrist?
Motions to have the charges dismissed were denied back in September.
That was the dumbest thing he could have done. God. Well, God's not real. I shouldn't be saying God in the sentence. But man, can you imagine being his daughter? Like, you are forever damaged. Can you imagine being his son? You are forever damaged. Can you imagine being his wife? You're forever using his money.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. Listen, and listen real closely. I don't know why I'm getting so intense, but Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's, is the best in the Bay. Go to richkbarber.com and sign up for an appointment because he's just so good. Because I don't know if you noticed something, but I surround myself with the elite. Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company, FitzH Fitness, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. I surround myself with the top notch. You can get a men's haircut, beard trim, coloring, a children's haircut, edge cleanup, razor head shave, nose wax, earwax, ooh, nose and earwax combo, eyebrow shaping, men's color, beard trim with razor, razor shave, or beard, or mustache trim. He can do it all. It also says here life advice and fantasy football advice. I'm just kidding. But go to richkbarber.com. Sign up for an appointment because let me look right now. Right now, it is 12/9/2021. He is all booked up this week, man. Let's see what he's got for next week. He's got some times. He's got a ton of times for next week. So that's the thing. You can't just go to Rich K. Barber at Salon Loft and be like, hey, can I get a fucking haircut? He wants to do that because you're a Happy Hour listener. So you get what a good haircut is. But he's so busy that you have to schedule ahead of time. So go to richkbarber.com. There you can click on the link to get the apps, and then you can always have it on the app, on the Salon Loft app. And when you sign up for that appointment, tell him I sent you, and he'll have so many stories about me. I don't know what that means.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
$9,000 prostitute, please.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bites, WhatsApp is upgrading.
I like that, a Tech Bite. Not a Tech Crunch, a Tech Bite.
In today's Tech Bites, WhatsApp is upgrading its feature that makes your messages disappear.
Oh, it's good. The app that has a lot of drug trafficking and human trafficking, making messages disappear. Oh, that sounds like this is just going to end. And nothing but pure success. But then again, you're kind of a weird person if you're on WhatsApp.
Users can now turn on disappearing messages by default to automatically delete after a set period of time.
I don't like that. I don't trust that. That gives me bad vibes.
And there are more time frames to choose from. Some messages can vanish in 24 hours, 7 days, or 90 days. Google TV is partnering with Pluto TV to provide more free programming.
That's what we need, but a bunch of commercials. You know what I hate about Pluto TV? You know what I hate about Hulu with commercials? You know what I hate about HBO Max with commercials or Peacock with commercials? Is let's say, I know I'm a loud person, so it's kind of hard to get the point across, but imagine the volume being like this, being like, hey, you're listening to the best of Happy Hour. But then when it goes to a commercial break, it gets as loud as this. But then it goes down here and it gets like this. I remember, like, didn't Obama in, like, 2009 pass a bill where commercials couldn't be louder than the show? Because remember you used to be watching The Simpsons, you'd be hanging out, just having a good time, then all of a sudden, commercial break comes by, and then it goes under. So, yeah, I think Pluto TV is pretty evil on that factor.
More than 300 ad-supported channels will...
Also, Pluto TV and, like, Freeform TV... They're so bad at transitions. Last night, I was watching The Grinch with my girlfriend with Jim Carrey, which surprisingly isn't that aggravating when you watch it almost at the age of 30. Like, it's watchable. But, like, do you remember, like, if you had watched something on, like, Disney Channel or Adult Swim or Comedy Central or FX, like, they would show, like, in the business, it's called a bumper or a sweeper, and it's where they have, like, the logo, and they go, shoo. You are watching Family Ties or whatever. And then they go to commercial. They're not doing that anymore. They're going, ah, the Grinch is here. And then it goes blank. And then it's like, do you have psoriasis? And it's just like, eh, man, I don't know. It's weird. Just put a little bit of effort into your programming. Because I'm going from seeing like the little cute girl that's now in a goth band from the Grinch going, ah, it's the Grinch, to I think you have psoriasis, and it kind of creeped me out.
Will be added to the live tab. There will also be recommendations in the For You tab.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Finally, YouTube Music's answer to Spotify Wrapped. It's called 2021 Recap, and it shows users their top artists, songs, music videos, and playlists from this past year.
Mine would be the Opie and Anthony Show. It's just other things on YouTube.
There's an option to listen to your favorite picks of the year. And
that's essentially YouTube not coming out with a response to Spotify Wrapped. It's them just copying Spotify Wrapped, reported as that. It wasn't like there's anything different. It wasn't like there's anything that was, you know, different from Spotify Wrapped. It's the same thing. You just copied it and used it for YouTube.
Finally, YouTube Music's answer to Spotify Wrapped. It's called 2021 Recap.
It's not an answer. It's a copycat.
And it shows users their top artists, songs, music videos, and playlists from this past year.
Yeah.
There's an option to listen to your favorite picks of the year, and it can be all shared through social media.
Oh, that's good, man. That's just what I need. I saw a TikTok that was really funny, and it was like this bro being picked up in his car. Like, it was like a dude who was like 19 or 20, and he was leaving like his nice suburban house, and he walked into his friend's car. Like, it was like a POV of him walking into the car getting picked up by his bro. And the dude was playing Drake in his car. He's like, dude, I was inspired by that post you made on social media about your Spotify Wrapped. I think it's so cool that you like Jack Harlow and Drake and The Weeknd. Like, it's inspiring, the music you listen to. And I never related so much to a TikTok. Like, nobody cares about your Spotify Wrapped. Wow. You like Lil Nas X? A lot of people do. Wow. You like Paramore? And you like Billie Eilish, but you have a little bit of Bruce Springsteen and AC/DC mixed into your music? Whoa, you're really eclectic. You're somebody I want to hang out with. You can go from listening to Cardi B to listening to the Beatles. Wow. That's very noble of you to have a huge music playlist. But then again, if Happy Hour is your top podcast, please tweet that. I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of Cardi B.
It's safe to say Cardi B was born to flex and get those checks. Cardi shared that...
And rob men after sex.
She has just secured yet another bag by announcing that she will be serving as Playboy's creative director in residence.
Oh, I thought by securing the bag it meant breaking into a house after giving a guy head.
Rapper tweeted, quote, your girl is now the first ever creative director in residence at Playboy.
Hell yeah. All the orgies that will not be going down because she's so faithful.
What a dream. I'm getting the party started as the founding creative and a founding member of Centerfold, the new creative-led platform from Playboy.
She should be doing promotions for Pornhub. That's more her scene. Mm-hmm.
So excited for everything that's to come.
It's going to come.
Official statement, Cardi added, for as long as I can remember, I felt connected to Playboy.
I can only imagine why. Because of the articles.
Truly the original platform for uncensored creativity, and I'm inspired by its incredible legacy of fighting for personal freedoms.
You know how, like, when Travis Scott writes out something, you know for sure he didn't write it out like his lawyer did? He's like, Travis, and that would not be the right name. Travis Scott saying to his lawyer, Scott, can you write up this apology letter for me? I don't know how to use punctuation. Like, you never really believe what he says. I truly believe that Cardi B wrote this because she's proud of her sexuality and she's pretty well-spoken.
The original platform for uncensored creativity, and I'm inspired by its incredible legacy of fighting for personal freedoms.
Hell yeah, showing off the boobies.
I have so many ideas already. I can't wait.
Bring back the nudity. I think it's not there anymore. I don't know. I watched Pornhub.
Meanwhile, Playboy celebrated the new addition to their team with a tweet referencing one of Cardi's iconic lines and a message welcoming her into the fold.
Yeah.
Today is a Playboy milestone. We couldn't be more excited and honored to welcome our first ever creative director in residence, the icon, Cardi B.
Hell yeah. Now, let's see what you're... Oh, we're actually going to have you do work.
Cardi's gig at Playboy comes on the heels of her hosting debut at the 2021 American Music Awards in November, as well as the release of her alcohol-infused whipped cream, Whip Shots.
Yeah, I like nice whipped cream. Speaking of whipped cream...
Can't Kim Kardashian post a selfie without stirring up drama?
No, because she's a boring person. There's not much going on besides that fat ass and those lips.
After sharing an innocent picture of herself with Lala Anthony in the background, fans started to assume that Kim was throwing shade at her former friend, Larsa Pippen, with...
Oh, yeah, the wannabe washed-up Kim Kardashian.
With her caption alongside the Instagram picture, where, quote, they can steal your recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same. While the post seemed to be innocent at a first glance, some of Kim's followers started to speculate that the caption was a subtle dig at Larsa.
Larsa's just, man, if I was an NBA player, I know there's probably a whole like universe of side chicks that they have, but Larsa Pippen would be my first. Come on in. Don't bring Scotty.
Especially since Larsa was accused of, quote, trying to become the new Kim Kardashian in a...
She's hotter, though. Ah, she's got that naughty vibe. Like, Kim's kind of naughty, but Larsa, oh, man.
Recently released trailer for the upcoming season of Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, and she's in Miami, so you know she really gets down.
And the timing of Kim's post definitely had people here for the drama.
Oh, yeah, totally. We're so for it. Just what this country needs, more drama.
One fan tweeted, if this is the shade she was throwing, I'm all here for the pettiness.
Me too. Now, what else is going to go on tonight?
But according to Kim, she wasn't being petty at all.
She's never been petty. As Ray J would go, if I had one wish.
Had a great caption in her back pocket.
Yeah.
Kim tweeted back, quote, no.
I like that back pocket.
No shade throwing. I don't do subs. I want everyone to win. I just had a good caption.
All right, man. You had a good caption. We are so proud of you about that good caption.
Hot Hollywood couple that's making news. Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But what's the catch? Hoda and Jenna on the Today Show. You guys are probably on a dry spell. So you're going to critique the fact that Zendaya dates somebody that's a little shorter? Heaven forbid Tom Holland have big D energy and a good guy to be around, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I'm very into it. But they've been hitting the red carpet, promoting their new Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
But people, have taken notice of the height difference.
If you take notice at a height difference or a difference in looks, then you don't get the point, you don't get the idea, you don't get the agenda of true love. You're out there looking for the perfect mate, and you're kind of jealous, man. You're kind of giving up vibes that I don't want to hang out with.
Yes, they look adorable.
They're not that different.
No,
by the way.
They do look like an almost lowercase b, and I'm here.
Here's the thing. Is I hate when reporters do this. At least be like me and just completely insult the person. Don't be like, well, I can kind of see how they work, but I'm beginning this sentence with a compliment so that it's not a complete insult.
Different.
No,
by the way.
They do look like an almost lowercase b, and I'm here for it. I talk about in my special Welcome to Beautopia, available on Netflix right now.
All right, no one cares. Trust me, no one cares.
Happy hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by my upcoming comedy special. Oh, yeah. Just kidding. Oh, no. Larry Martin's unfollowed me on Twitter. No. I don't know who the hell that is. This following segment, I shouldn't be looking at that while I'm doing this segment, has been brought to you by WestchaseProntingTampa.com. WestChase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed up, West Chase Printing is the place to be. And when you get that printed up, man, go on there, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, my God.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Time to crown Kourtney Kardashian as the queen of clapbacks.
Or no, the queen. She is. Oh, God damn, I ruined that. She is the queen of insecurity, not clapbacks. I love when people applaud celebrities like, oh, my God, you clap back at a hater. You're really insecure.
Recently, a pop culture Instagram account shared a few throwbacks of, quote, the Kardashians before they became the Kardashians.
Yeah, when they were like normal chicks that you want to hang out with in L.A.
And after taking a trip down memory lane, one of their followers left a comment that read, only one who really didn't change was Kourt.
Yeah.
However, not everyone seemed to agree with that comment. Another social media user responded to the message by claiming, quote, Kourtney got plenty of surgery. She just did it in an extremely natural way that still complemented her features instead of changed them. Botox.
Duh.
Nose job, some sort of butt shot, or BBL just to start.
Got it.
It wasn't long before the Poosh founder herself
Poosh. Why does the word Poosh make me think of salmon?
The chat and shut down the speculation.
Oh, because she responded, she shut it down? Oh, because she's being completely honest. She wouldn't lie. The hypocrisy. I'm just saying.
Kourt wrote back, no better compliment than a too good to be real kind of compliment. Butt shot and Brazilian butt lift. Thanks. And you were just getting started.
Oh, wow. She really got him.
All right, I want to get your opinion on this next story, though. So Jennifer Aniston just did a bombshell interview with The Hollywood Reporter.
What, that she's unhappy and a miserable person? We never knew that. She seems like such a delightful angel.
She says all those pregnancy rumors and constant questions about why she didn't have kids are really hurtful to her.
Now, I'm not saying they weren't hurtful, but no one's really asking. No one cares. No one's going about their life as they're putting their key in their ignition and driving off like, oh my God, is Jennifer going to have kids? We have our own life. This is her projecting her own insecurities and looking for acceptance that she never had kids. Because trust me, nobody cares.
And she talks about a double standard, especially in Hollywood. Jen says, quote, men can be married as many times as they want to. They can marry younger women in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
Women are not allowed to do that.
Okay, so then be the first to do it.
So, I want you guys to be honest. If you see a man who has been married four times and you see a woman who's been married four times, do you judge them differently?
I think they're both douchebags. I'm not going to play this. I can't take this. Yes, is there kind of a double standard? Yes, maybe in the way that men are paid more at times than women or whatever. But I think it's pretty clear. If you look at somebody in whatever gender they identify as, if you've been married four times, you're not compatible with anybody.
This is what I was kind of picturing.
Me too. Yeah. We'd do like back to back, like the classic.
Like lethal.
DP time with Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson. As they get down into their underwear. I'm not kidding. Oh, man. Imagine the things that go on in that house. You have Machine Gun Kelly, Kim Kardashian, Megan Fox, and Pete Davidson. Yeah.
This is what I was kind of picturing.
Me too. Or like we do back to back, the classic,
like Lethal Weapon. Yeah. But in our underwear, so tushies would be touching. You know, just give something to.
That's what I'm saying. And then they chose to put us in all those clothes, and we're like just sitting
eating popcorn
and stuff.
Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly stripped down to their underwear on.
Hell yeah, they did.
On Instagram Live.
That's hard to top that one, man.
Yeah, he did.
On Monday, the 28-year-old Saturday Night Live star teamed up with his pal MGK to take over Calvin Klein's account.
Oh, wow, they really did take over. Because no one really cares about Calvin Klein anymore.
Do not use the bathroom down here. I clogged it pretty bad.
No, you're in the way.
You know Calvin Klein's account was a little nervous when these two bad boys take over their account.
How do you go?
Like, if you give it to Paul Rudd, he'll be like, I had a lot of plastic surgery, and that's why I'm so... handsome. Like, if you give it to any other celebrity, they're going to be bland. But you know, when you give it to Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly, it's going to be a little wild. And you know, they're probably a little nervous.
Live. I don't have Instagram. Dude, we don't have to go live yet. Move. You're in the way. Is there a button?
Yeah.
You click the live. It literally says like,
oh, man, this is weird.
You're on live now, idiot. Oh.
It all started when Pete, who doesn't have an Insta account of his own, first posted a selfie on the designer's grid, writing, quote, "I got Instagram." MGK hit up the comments and asked, "Are you gonna post us in our undies?" And folks, that's just what they did.
What a way to bounce back.
After joking that Calvin Klein didn't ask them to pose in their underwear.
Yeah, I don't think they really were digging that moment, but it got them clout.
I thought that was, they were going to be like, look, sexy idiots. But nah, man, we're just idiots.
I love Pete.
Gave us popcorn and video games.
Popcorn and video games.
I have like mad good poses and stuff. Like, did you practice your poses?
I had, man.
All right, this is just typical bro talk. I've been really digging lately the... Manning cast on ESPN. ESPN on Monday Night Football does not deserve Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are bringing a genuine barstool sports attitude to ESPN, just less cringy and midlife crisis bro-y. So on ESPN during Monday Night Football, they have like, I think it's Brian Greasy and like Booger McFarland, who's like the dumbest announcer ever. God, he's awful. Just ESPN in general, everybody sucks. They're all fake and smarmy. But then you have Peyton Manning and Eli on ESPN 2 doing play-by-play while interviewing celebrities on the Manning cast. And they had David Letterman, and I was sincerely excited. I hated David Letterman growing up because my mom liked it, and I wanted to be a contrarian and hate whatever was popular. But from like 2012 to like 2015 when he retired, I watched David Letterman and then Craig Ferguson every night. Like, I'm a huge David Letterman fan. Not a big fan of his Netflix show. I think it's kind of boring. I liked when he interviewed Howard and I think Kim or Kanye, one of them. But they're the same person at this point. But I'm a big David Letterman fan. So I was so excited when I'm like, oh my God, David Letterman's going to be interviewed on Monday Night Football. You got the Manning brothers, who I respected and really loved watching growing up. So you got the Manning brothers. You got Monday Night Football. I had pizza ordered. I'm laying on my couch after recording a podcast. And David Letterman, it was a dream come true. It was a very good moment to be Ryan Hoppy. But then it had a turn for the worst. Listen to this. They talk about the NFL draft being in Indianapolis. Obviously, Peyton Manning is from Indianapolis. Or he played there. He's not from there, but that's where he played most of his years, was on the Colts. David Letterman is from Indianapolis, and they had the NFL draft in Indianapolis. And this happened. A genuine moment with David Letterman. And then ESPN cut it short. Let me turn up the sound knob. 856, a funny non-hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
I said to Roger Goodell, I said, what are you going to do? And he said, oh, I'm going to get booed. And it was wonderful. He really
did. USA, this is Stephanie.
Hi, this is...
So then he was talking about how it was wonderful that he got booed, and it looked like David Letterman was not done talking because he is a boomer that is close to death and doesn't care. And then they went right to a USAA commercial. And I went... That is why the ratings of ESPN, that is why the ratings of the four-letter network are going downhill. You cannot have a genuine moment. I mean, this was brilliant. This was funny.
Oh, but we can't have any honest discussion. Is Stephen Curry going to hit 16 threes tonight to beat Ray Allen's record, even though he's only hit 11? And he really has never hit that many in a game. But we're going to spend all day talking about Curry. But an honest discussion about the commissioner? Heaven forbid.
I said to Roger Goodell, I said, what are you going to do? And he said, oh, I'm going to get booed. And it was wonderful. He really
did. ESPN is just a dirty, dirty network.
Bennifer has taken their love courtside. Jennifer Lopez and her boo, Ben Affleck, made an appearance at the Los Angeles Lakers game on Tuesday night.
Oh, hell yeah. They're the reason why they beat the Celtics. Jenny from the block!
Which saw the home team beat the visiting Boston Celtics 117-102.
Yeah!
For the sporting event, the 52-year-old singer rocked a chic denim ensemble, while Ben donned an all-black look for their date night.
Got it.
And the two looked more in love than ever.
Why? Because they were kissing for 2 seconds? Oh, that's true love. Then if kissing for 2 seconds means your true love, then just go to Ybor City and you'll find your right match.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2722nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Look up Amir Academy of Martial Arts on Instagram and give him a follow. Add him on Facebook. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. 2722nd Street North in St. Petersburg. I don't notice this trend, like I said before, but I surround myself with the best, with the elite. So when I tell you he's the best in the world, I'm being real.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Board, 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 board. Board, 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 board.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah, we have so much to get into.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Gomez just sent fans into a full-on frenzy after teasing new music and saying it's coming soon.
That's all we need to know. I'm sure she's not going to live in the past. It's not going to be passive-aggressive jabs at Bieber that he listens to while crying, while Hailey Bieber's in the other room crying that she's married to him. Just saying.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
In Mexico, along with sunbathers, white sand beaches, a new image emerging, armed troops protecting one of the country's most important resources, tourists.
That sounds safe. Let's go to the beach and have a bunch of guns around us. Yeah. I'm at this point, I'm aware that this planet is going to crap. I'm aware that corporate America has been going to crap. I'm aware that people are losing their mind. It has been. I don't want to leave my house, man. I don't. So this does not make me want to go to Cancun.
Not that I could afford going to Cancun, but I'm just saying.
Mexico beefing up its security.
Yeah.
A string of violent attacks. The latest just 2 days ago, sending terrified vacationers, including Americans, fleeing for cover.
Yeah, that has to be scary. You're in another country and then you're getting attacked. I mean, if you want to get attacked, just go to Chicago.
And everybody started scrambling and screaming and crying. Yeah.
Witnesses say armed attackers appeared on jet skis in the middle of Cancun's hotel zone.
Just go to Florida next time. 856-49-HOPPY. Let's get the dumb news out of the way. But this show has been all dumb news. So what am I talking about?
Lil Uzi Vert celebrated his girlfriend JT's 29th birthday by renting out an entire theme park for her.
That is a baller move, bro. My girlfriend would literally do a lot of things for me to do that. Like, I would be the coolest boyfriend ever.
But also, he bought her a McLaren.
Oh, wow, man. He'll be on next season of The Real Housewives or whatever, because he will be broke.
Wow.
Wow. I want to date him. He buys me things.
He bought her a McLaren.
Wow.
That's nuts. But yeah, so he rented out the Nickelodeon Park in New Jersey. And they went on a bunch of rides.
Got it.
And then got this freaking car.
There is a lot of pressure. Like, if you get...
All right. Can't take that.
And now TMZ presents Elon Musk in I Dated Grimes and All I Got Was This Song Saying How Crappy a Boyfriend I Was.
That's all we need to hear. That voice has gotten worse over time. Yeah, I'm not really surprised that Elon Musk is a bad boyfriend. He seems like a selfish lover, like somebody who thinks that the woman doesn't deserve oral sex. Speaking of oral sex...
Jussie, who was bundled up outside the Chicago courtroom today, doubled down on his denial that he hired these brothers to stage an attack on him.
You literally have the brothers saying you did it. There's literally no proof that there was a Trumper in the middle of a Democratic city saying, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. That was the separation of this country. Everybody that hated Trump was just like, oh yeah, in negative 10 degree weather, you're going to go to Subway and then walk around Wagger Drive and get beat up by Trump supporters that don't exist in Chicago.
There was no hoax, he testified under oath.
He's just pretty much going to the grave saying this happened.
A different version of events, the Osundairo brothers.
He's like, dude, I gave you a head. I thought you would keep it quiet. Like how it kept me quiet for 20 minutes.
Claim it was Jussie who masterminded the attack.
Duh.
And paid them $3,500 to carry it out.
And it's not that much for this much trouble.
Jussie claims the money was for nutrition and workout advice.
I think you need career advice. I'm just saying.
You ready to tell your truth?
Hey, I'm ready to do what I got to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's like, I want to get rid of this dude.
Be true.
Jussie also testified that he and Abel Osundairo did drugs together and had sexual encounters.
Yeah, that sounds fine. But lying and ruining everyone's time? Not so good.
This morning, the prosecutor grilled Jussie about his appearance during the GMA interview.
I am forever changed.
Yeah, Good Morning America is just liberal propaganda. First of all, they're trying to begin all this fear about the Omicron, thing. And then the worst part today, I was looking for news coverage. They interviewed Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And I don't get political on this show, but I will say with utter confidence that I despise everything about that man.
Arguing that Jussie had no noticeable cuts or injuries. The actor brushed it off, saying that was due to the makeup and good lighting.
Yeah.
Video, by the way, is a major part of the prosecution's case, including this surveillance footage of the brothers buying supplies for the attack with the money they say Jussie gave them. And this police body cam footage from the night of the purported attack. Yeah. You can see the rope around Jussie's neck.
All right, man. Things are going well in his life.
A contentious debut for the head of Instagram with...
Yeah, I don't think it'd really begin with success. He's not a good person.
A contentious debut for the head of Instagram with a bipartisan browbeating in his first time testifying on Capitol Hill.
Got it.
Self-policing based on trust is no longer a viable solution.
True.
We are asking you, have some empathy.
Yeah, it's not possible. You're talking to a sociopathic CEO. That's like the opposite of empathy.
Take some responsibility.
Our kids...
Yeah, you're talking to a sociopathic CEO. That's the opposite of responsibility.
Our kids aren't cash cows.
Yeah, they are.
Both Republicans and...
Sadly, they are. They're on an app. They don't care.
And Democrats demanding to know more about how the company plans to protect its youngest users after internal research shared by a whistleblower showed Instagram execs knew the platform could be harmful to some teen users.
Duh, of course they knew. They made the algorithm addicting.
Especially girls.
This is the crack crisis of the 80s, but it's not a drug, it's social media.
You're the new tobacco, whether you like it or not.
Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri on defense.
We all want teens to be safe online.
Yeah, that's why we encourage bullying, essentially. Oh, we care about you so much. If you care about me, if you are saying you care about me, I want to hang out with someone that doesn't care about me, if that makes sense. Like, if he's the definition of caring about somebody, get away from me.
Pointing to new safety tools the company just rolled out, like a take-a-break feature to stop endless scrolling, nudges to keep...
That's going to work. Have you noticed the option, too, when you want to share to Facebook, like... It goes, like, the tab share every time is, like, ginormous, but then the thing that says share this one time is, like, very small. Yeah, it's those little things about social media that creep me out, man. It's those things about social media that really bother me. All right, my life is too short to keep talking about that sociopathic douchebag, but my life is long enough to talk about how much I despise Scott Peterson and the time he was given in this new trial. It was a waste of everyone's time.
Lacey Peterson's family speaking out in anger and anguish. In court Wednesday, Lacey's convicted killer, Scott Peterson, was just feet away.
Yeah, he kind of gives me Derek Chauvin vibes. Like a pretty good-looking guy, but just a bad dude.
Tackled, dressed in a red jumpsuit, wearing a mask, and staring directly at Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha.
Yeah.
She lashed down at him. Lacey's dead, Scott, because she loved you. She trusted you and she believed in you. And you betrayed her and your son and everybody else.
Yeah, but then like everybody was like KFC Radio, that podcast with Kevin Clancy. He was like debating during quarantine, like August of last year. He was like, I think Scott Peterson might be innocent. I'm like, of course a dude who cheated on his pregnant wife would say that.
Peterson was in court for his official resentencing, his 2005 death sentence reduced to life without parole.
That's the other thing, too. He gets to be alive. That's what made me so mad is, why are you getting rid of the death penalty? He killed an innocent little angel, and then he killed his unborn son. But he gets to live? Wasted everybody's time, California. But then again, this is California, the disgusting part of America. Just saying.
After the California Supreme Court found significant errors in jury selection at his trial.
What are you? Oh, God. America just needs a reset. It just needs a reset, man. We are done. This country, our priorities, and the things we get mad about, and the things we get outraged about. Maybe I should take my own advice.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Yeah, I can't take a Scott Peterson headline. It makes me so mad. Like, it's a waste of everybody's time. We knew he did it. We are aware he did it. Oh, he deserves rights, even though he killed an innocent pregnant woman and his son would have been 17 by now, which is kind of frightening. This is happy hour. We're going to come back and wrap up everything. But first, I want to let you know we are on Stitcher, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Deezer, GeoSavan by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. So, there you go.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Jackson is bearing it all for a full moon circle.
Yeah, I want to go to the full moon circle. What is a full moon circle?
On Wednesday, the 23-year-old singer shared a series of new photos on Instagram from a full moon ritual with her friends.
That sounds sexy, man.
The model noted that the pictures were from film that was recently developed, but is shared.
Oh, and she develops film, so that means she doesn't need to post immediately and she lives in the moment. And it's probably very sexual. Oh, yeah, if I was a single man, I would have a crush on Paris Jackson.
Hearing them for the first time now.
Yeah.
In one pic, Paris is completely nude as she sits on the grass with her hands up and looking up at the sky.
Oh, yeah. Look up at that sky. Look up into that dark abyss.
Bathing in love, purity, and sisterhood.
That's good. Oh, yeah, so they're just getting nude in the middle of the desert. Speaking of getting nude.
Olivia Wilde is truly living her best life amid her romance with Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah. Just like I said on my Saturday show, there's nothing more spiritual, there's nothing more amazing, there's nothing more delightful. And a nice little short-lived relationship with an older woman. Oh, yeah, you get free pot roast when you're done. I used a joke on air. Just saying.
In a new interview for Vogue's January 2022 issue, the 37-year-old director confessed that it's tough to not set the record straight on all the gossip and obsession surrounding her relationship with the British singer.
But they're having good sex. Oh, they're having great sex.
But noted that she is happier than ever.
Yeah, I would be too. Harry's a good-looking guy. Olivia's hot. They make a good couple. It's almost like when good-looking people date, they make a good couple.
Quote, it's obvious.
Unless you're Ronnie and Sammy, sweetheart from Jersey Shore.
Obviously really tempting to correct a false narrative. But I think what you realize is that when you're really happy, it doesn't matter what strangers think about you. All that matters to you is what's real and what you love and who you love.
I feel that way about people going, oh, your girlfriend's all you eat. I'm like, guess who gets to cuddle with her every night and have sex?
Me!
That was weird.
Adding, quote, in the past 10 years, as a society, we have placed so much more value on the opinion of strangers rather than people closest to us. I'm happier than I've ever been, and I'm healthier than I've ever been. And it's just wonderful to feel that.
I like hearing that because there's times that I will get adoration and all the applause I deserve at work. And everybody going, oh, you're so wonderful and talented. Time to be full-time. But seriously, there's times that everything's going great on social media, and then me and my girlfriend get into an argument, and then I continue to get the compliments on social media while I'm trying to get my girlfriend to be happy with me, and I go, yeah, her mood and us getting along and me getting along with my family is a little more important than some dude from Largo liking my podcast.
While Olivia doesn't address the singer by name in the piece,
yeah.
Vogue writes that she speaks glowingly of a friend who recently traveled with her to her parents' house.
Oh, and she keeps him private? Oh, bet she doesn't use teeth. Oh, I bet he doesn't either. Oh, I bet that sex is so lovely. She's wearing a dress in the bedroom. He's wearing a dress at the grand old time.
And gifted a necklace that features her 2 kids' names on it.
What, the pearl necklace?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This show is about to be over with.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
You can go through hell and high water, but you can still come out and have a beautiful, positive, happy life.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian is done holding out hope of getting back together with ex Tristan Thompson.
It took
I just want to live my life and be happy.
Oh, jeez. It's like the 700th. It took the 700th time for you to cheat on me for me to realize that I'm going to get back to you in 2 weeks.
A source tells ET that the mother of one is, quote, pretty embarrassed and kind of gloomy about the news of Tristan's new baby.
I mean, wasn't there kind of some collusion where he was with somebody else and then you came in? So once a cheater, always a cheater. Ah, what do I know? I know everything. I am the authority.
Thompson is allegedly now a dad of three, this time with Marlee Nichols, a 31-year-old personal trainer who says she was pregnant with his baby.
That's Idiocracy. All the hardworking parents out there. Or not, well, not parents. Let me do a quick reset. All the hardworking marriages out there, all the hardworking relationships that are trying to have kids are not able to produce kids. But then you have that dirtbag that doesn't even know how to grab a rebound or pull out, and he's producing kids. And you have the Duggar is producing kids. That, my dear, is the movie Idiocracy come to life. Alrighty. This show is about to be over with. It's been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce is the best product in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words, at TampaBayHotSauce.com, but you can also order online. So all the info is at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com, AmirAcademy.com, WestchasePrinting.com, and RichKBarber.com. We are on every single social media platform. Instagram and Twitter is Ryan Hoppy Radio, but Snapchat is Hoppy Radio because I can't change the name. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. RyanHoppyRadio.com. We are on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Google Play Music by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. You can call that number. Leave me a voicemail. You can text me and I will play it on air. I will read it on air. I like all love
and hate.
Also, a few final things. So the Chicago Bulls have been good this year. And people are going, I don't care if they don't win the championship. I like that they're just being good. And that, to me, is the biggest problem with Chicago sports, is that everybody's okay with not winning. But at the end of the day, you realize it doesn't matter. Final thought. I don't care if you got the shot. Ooh, you got the booster shot. Good for you. Ooh, you didn't get the shot. Good for you. Just live your life and leave me alone, which you are already doing by leaving me unread.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.